A face swam up to him out of the grey mist, shining with light, golden. "The things I do for love," it said. Bran screamed. The crow took to the air, cawing.
"Not that," it shrieked at him. "Forget that. You do not need it now. Put it aside. Put it away."
It landed on Bran's shoulder and pecked at him, and the shining gold face was gone. Bran was falling faster than ever. The grey mist howled around him as he plunged towards the earth below. "What are you doing to me?" he asked the crow tearfully.
"Teaching you how to fly."
"I can't fly."
"You're flying right now."
"I'm falling."
"Every flight begins with a fall," the crow said. "Look down."
I'm afraid."
"Look down."
Bran looked down and felt his insides turn to water. The ground was rushing up at him now. The whole world was spread out below him, a tapestry of white and brown and green. He could see everything so clearly that for a moment he forgot to be afraid. He could see the whole realm and everyone in it. He saw Winterfell as the eagles see it, the tall towers looking squat and stubby from above, the castle walls just lines in the dirt. He saw Maester Luwin on his balcony, studying the sky through a polished bronze cube and frowning as he made notes in a book. He saw his brother Rob, taller and stronger than he remembered him, practicing swordplay in the yard with real steel in his hand.